Traffic Naidu, East Coast Radio.
The other day we met producer Sihle and we found out a lot about Sihle. Sihle, he's got a baby mama.
Yep.
He doesn't drink.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy that today we're learning something new about Sihle again. Sihle has freed the shackles of his, freed himself from the shackles of his past. How does that Mary J. Blige song go?
Oh, yep. Shackles off my feet.
Yes.
So you have, I can dance.
You have freed yourself. Freedom.
Listen, I freed myself.
Tell us, what did you do?
So in my house, I'm 29 years old, by the way. So in the house that I grew up in, there are teacups. There are pieces of cutlery. There are blankets that are probably as old as me now that have never been used.
And we all have those classic teacups, the classic blankets, the nice wall, the one that slaps so different in winter.
You know?
Yeah.
And in my family, there's always...
The
no,
mink.
No, no, no. No, we're saving that for Christmas. No, we're saving that for kids and it never gets used.
It's like the box of biscuits that everybody saves for Christmas. And you know the one with all the assorted biscuits?
Yeah.
In? Yeah, that one.
In my house, there's always been that tradition of there are things that we don't use that are saved for kids, and it's 5 years later you find that something has never been used.
That's not a low way to live.
So
what happens if you die?
But exactly, and I think for me that was the thing. I was thinking, like, I have even like these sets of cutlery that were gifts that I bought that are absolutely beautiful, which I've had for like 2 years and I've never used. And I decided this weekend, you know what, I'm gonna cheat myself.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna wait for guests.
Ah, amen.
No, I'm not gonna wait for them to use my thing first. Let me cheat myself.
You is beautiful, you is kind, you is amazing. You deserves the
Listen,
best.
I deserve it.
So you're telling us that you have decided to open the cutlery, open all the special things that are saved for the special occasion, because you only live once and you want to make sure you enjoy your stuff now, not for the people who survive you.
Exactly.
You have
I've broken that tradition.
All right, so basically that's a tradition in your family. You were brought up with your folks saving things, and you kind of... It's amazing how when you grow up, you can tell a lot by someone and how they've been brought up.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's a beautiful tradition, and now you must start your new tradition because you've got a baby, and you know he must live his best life because he is beautiful, he's amazing, and he's kind.
He deserves
the greatest things.
We mustn't wait.
It reminds me of a story. I used to love... when I growing up as a kid, we'd always go home to PE for Christmas.
Yeah.
All my family are there. My cousins and I would dress up, we'd have special clothes, and we'd have this big Christmas lunch, and that was like our tradition. And as you get older and you grow apart, it falls through. So Christmas is not really a big thing in our house right now. But if there's a tradition that I wanted to like keep or to bring back, it would definitely be having big Christmases, special clothes, turkey, not a braai. I mean, I don't respect a braai on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day,
But that's
we
just
need
my
seven colors.
Seven colors. So today we want to find out from you, 061-792-9495. That's our WhatsApp number, by the way. Are there any traditions in your family that you would like to break away from? Or perhaps you want to start?
Yeah, I just had to laugh before saying this one. There's this norm at home that people wake up around 5 to 6 in the morning, and they wake up to do porridge, and everyone has to wake up. I wish you could just stay away from that one.
I love that tradition. Having breakfast together, waking up at the crack of dawn. It's a hearty, yummy meal. Why not? But okay, perhaps you can sleep in a little bit.
How's it, East Coast? Okay, yeah. The one family tradition, in my case, I have an older brother, 2 years older than me. My mother would always make me wear his old clothes. I still hate it. Sometimes there'll be holes in the shirt and school clothes. Every year I would get his old school clothes.
Hand-me-downs.
Yeah, that's a horrible tradition. I hope nobody has to go through that. Sucks.
Christian, you didn't live in a big family if you didn't have hand-me-downs from your siblings. Also, one of the things that my mom did with my brother and I was dress us up the same. Oh, I'm so glad that trend is over. We've got Samantha on the phone. Good afternoon, Samantha.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Good, Samantha. Tell us about your family tradition, and do you want to break away or keep it?
Okay, so my family tradition basically is that whenever we get gifts, my mom had grew us up like that. If it's not clothes or not accessories, we just have to open it and keep it. So, for example, if it's dishes, We just have to see what it is and stock it away. And I would love to break it. Because, wait. I mean, my mom has gifts worth of 40 years.
Wow.
That is cost trials and cupcake holders and everything. And she hasn't used it.
There must be some valuable items in that collection. Samantha, I've got many questions, but the most important question for me is why? Why does your mom not want to use the gifts? Why does she keep it?
She says so we can remember the ones that gave it to us.
Oh, it's the thought that counts. That is hilarious.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you know what? Start using those gifts. Maybe sell a few, perhaps re-gift. That's my favorite thing about gifts. If I don't like it, then I'm going to just re-gift it. I'm bad at that. Thank you for sharing your story with us, Samantha.
No problem.
All right.
Bye.
There you go. Okay, cool. You can hit us up too on WhatsApp or call us like Samantha did. Our WhatsApp line is 069. No, I'm going to learn this number. Trust me, by the end of this week, I'm coming strong.
Hello, Devik. This is George. So my weird family tradition has to be the fact that when you are having a meal, like as a family, whoever finishes last does the dishes. So like it's been like that for so long. In as much as whenever we eat, we take just as little about 15 minutes or so and we are done.
The anxiety.
And we're sitting at the table talking, you know. And whoever finished last is going down in the dishwasher.
It's going down. So it's like you have to, like, you're in a competition with your family to finish quick so that you don't have to wash the dishes. I mean, it's a good rule. I would alternate. I always hated it. And then, you try and like hurry up and eat so the person washing the dishes can wash your plates as well.
Hey, Mr. Vic, it's Mapelo here from Blackstar, Eastern Cape.
Nice.
You know what I hate? The tradition of keeping chickens. Keeping chickens, like, about 50 chickens. We never eat any, like, in 6 months. We always feed them, and clean after them. My father is so conservative when it comes to those chickens. We never eat any of them. It's just some kind of a tradition that... our houses should have chickens, even though we don't even eat them. Why keeping? We buy chickens. We buy those 2 kg, 5 kg
what?
Things, or the white chickens. But those ones, the traditional ones, we never eat them. I don't know why. Why keeping them? I always clean after those chickens, and they make noise. I hate them.
And they poop a lot, eh? I mean, do you at least, are you allowed to eat the eggs? Does your dad let you eat the eggs from the chicken? But that's so bizarre. You keep the chickens, you're not allowed to eat it, and then you're still buying frozen chicken. So they're basically high maintenance pets. Vic Naidoo, East Coast Radio.